May the faith and blessing of Almighty God descend upon you and remain with you forever. May you be strengthened in the full armor of God and proclaim Psalm 91 daily over your loved ones. Amen. Well, after listening to the current reports from the facts that are available to Mike from around the world, who has proven to be 100% accurate in 5 years and warning of things to come, I told Jesus, Lord, this situation truly is scary. Jesus replied, Now perhaps you understand why I was crying so much, Claire, and continue to cry. The loss of souls is catastrophic. You have nothing in your life to measure this by. You were not yet born when the flu plague of the early 1900s was in full force. You think he's talking about the Spanish flu in 1918. Nor for tuberculosis or the Black Plague. These things are entirely out of your scope of reality. It is much more serious than what is being reported, and it will cause an economic disaster as well. People have no idea how very serious it is, or the measures that are being taken to quarantine those with symptoms. The Chinese are brutal with those who are sick. I want my people to begin living for me. I want them to understand that life is not about improving lifestyle, getting everything you want, and having plenty of money. I want them to turn their hearts to me, and this is an extreme measure I never wanted to allow to cause that to happen. This plague is only just beginning. It is going to burst forth and shock the world. People of the world, turn your hearts to me. Do not think you can continue to live strictly for yourselves and be safe from this plague. I am calling all of you back to me, and what you are seeing is the result of your indifference in living a selfish lifestyle. Boy, Lord, I know I've been guilty as well. Well, 2 weeks ago I asked myself, why is the Lord suffering so much? Why is he weeping? And Ezekiel was also very sick at that time. Then the news of the coronavirus came out. My precious family, this is a most serious time for the Chinese and for the whole world. If you want to know more about this virus, look up the SoundCloud page for Mike from around the world, where he is speaking to Pastor Paul Begley about the coronavirus that has been found in shipping containers from China. And this is why these ships are being blocked from coming into harbor in America. I think that means Walmart shelves might start to look pretty empty. And by the way, that YouTube is on Pastor Begley's. The first hour is devoted to something else, and the second hour is his interview with Mike from around the world. He also ties in Jade Helm exercises as a preparation for this kind of event that could occur if the virus is spread in our country. Mike from around the world is the one source that our webmaster has followed for 5 years and found to be highly accurate. He is also a strong Christian and ties these events in with Bible prophecy. You can also find him at Council One Arch on SoundCloud. I'm not sure about that other address, but you'll find him. Just make sure you put the whole title in, Mike from around the world. Most of all, my loved ones, please pray for the Chinese who are being handled brutally by their government. Also, proclaim Psalm 91 over yourself and your family every day and over the Chinese. Please, they are suffering so much. And here is a true story about Psalm 91. In the Second World War, there was a regiment of 900 men, and the commander of the regiment had the men say Psalm 91 every single day before they did anything, going out to war every single day. 900 men. While other regiments were in the battles and were being wounded and killed during the entire World War, not one single man in this regiment was wounded or killed. Not even one out of 900 men. That should tell you, dear ones, God honors this prayer with tremendous angelic protection. At this point, I really wanted to hear from the Lord, so I said, Jesus. He began, I am here. You don't need your coffee. Yeah, I sprung out of bed this morning because I wanted to get you caught up on all this. I am already here and listening to every beat of your heart. You have done well to ask my people to pray this prayer. It is very powerful when coupled with faith. Pray it from the heart, my precious ones. Pray it slowly, with intention. Visualize the situation as the psalm describes them. Adhere strongly to your faith in this promise from my word. Pray it carefully over your children. Indeed, pray it over the nations and even over the entire world. You ask, why should I pray it over the world, which is so corrupt? Very simply, my word does not return to me void. The places that will receive this prayer are more than you can imagine. And in order for my protection to take effect, sin must be renounced, so that at the very least you are petitioning me to set repentance in motion. But even better than that, pray Psalm 51 every day over the world, and you will be expressing my heart for all creation and inviting millions of souls to repent of their sins. And as I was just recalling this, I saw the Lord throwing a blanket, a huge blanket, over souls all over the world. A blanket of repentance, a blanket of protection. And also, I would like to add to that, pray the Divine Mercy Chaplet. And that is very powerful for anyone who is dying. There was a promise given to Saint Faustina that if you prayed this at the deathbed of sinners, there would be salvation would be extended to them. I just want to add here that when I was in deep into the New Age, but seeking the true God, He sent His Holy Spirit upon me one day, May the 5th. In Mexico, it's a Freedom Day. The very day I was saved. And when the Spirit descended into my body, I began to recite Psalm 51 without ever having read the Bible or heard of it in my entire life. Several years later, I found it in the Scriptures and rejoiced that Holy Spirit gave me that psalm to pray as my salvation was taking place. His word is so powerful, my dear ones. Jesus continued, When you were saved on that day, you did not know me, but I knew you, and I knew you would someday be my very own bride. And here we are, doing just what you long to do, helping other souls to know me. You could have lived your entire life as a photographer, but it never would have satisfied that sweet place I made in you before your time began, that place of love and caring for the lost. How I love to stir the fire within you, Claire. Oh, thank you, Lord. I really need this fire so badly. All of you do. And as you seek me with your whole heart, you will find me and have the fire that you long for. This is a season of stirring up and launching you into various missions. With suffering comes repentance and conversion, and it must begin with my ministers before it can totally permeate the lost in the world. My precious ones, without true daily repentance, you will remain cold and indifferent in my presence. I so badly need for you to repent deeply of your sins and for the sins of the world. With this contrition from your hearts, graces flow copiously from heaven. Without it, you are cold like stone statues, dead to the awareness of who you are serving and who you truly are and who you truly are not. I do not want you to be scrupulous about every move you make throughout the day, but I do want you to be aware of your emptiness, your weaknesses, your shortcomings, so you will cry out for more of me. How I want to give you more. Cry out, dear ones. Do not be afraid. Cry out. Lord, I need you. More of you, Lord. Please give me more of you. Do this, and you shall have your fill of me. Have you not heard the violent take heaven by force? That's Matthew 11:12. Therefore, let your cries reach heavenward, and I will not be offended. Rather, I will rejoice and give you even more than you thought possible. Yes, cry out for more of me, and truly you shall have it.